David, the youngest son of Jesse of Bethlehem, challenged Goliath, the Philistine giant, and killed him in single combat. The Philistine champion was heavily armed from head to foot, while David's only weapons were his shepherd's staff and sling. A sling in Old Testament times was a formidable weapon if used by a skilled fighter. The stone could be propelled at great speed and hit its mark within a hair's breadth. Struck in the forehead, Goliath fell unconscious to the ground and was then beheaded by David with the Philistine's own sword. When the enemy saw that their hero was dead, they turned and ran. The Israelites surged forward and pursued them, cutting them down as they fled. Abner, commander of the Israelite army, brought David to the king. David was already Saul's musician and one of his armor-bearers, but the king knew little about him. As Saul had promised to give his daughter in marriage to the man who killed Goliath, he now became more interested in David's family and inquired about his father. Jonathan, Saul's eldest son, was present during the conversation, and a close and lasting friendship was formed between the two young men. Because of his affection for David, Jonathan gave him his tunic and belt, his bow, and even his sword, and the two of them made a covenant of friendship and mutual aid. Saul kept David with him and would not let him return to his father. He made him a leader in the army, and this pleased the people and Saul's officers. David was successful in everything he did. Whenever the army returned from fighting the Philistines, the women would come out to meet Saul with songs and dances. To the sound of tambourines and lutes, they would sing, "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his tens of thousands." This refrain made Saul very angry. "They give tens of thousands to David, but to me only thousands. What more can he get but the kingdom?" From then on, Saul began to hate David. The next day, as the king was sitting in his house, he was suddenly overwhelmed with a fit of jealous anger. David was playing the harp as he always did when the king's mind was troubled. Saul had a spear in his hand. Suddenly he hurled it, saying, "I'll pin David to the wall." But David eluded the attack, and Saul became afraid of him, because the Lord was with him. So he sent David away and gave him command over 1,000 men. David led his troops in their campaigns, and he succeeded in everything he did. All Israel loved the brave young commander and acclaimed him wherever he went, and Saul became even more afraid of him. So he thought up another way of harming David. "I will not raise a hand against him," he said to himself. "Let the Philistines do that." The king told David that he would give him his daughter in marriage if he continued to fight the battles of the Lord bravely. Michal, the king's second daughter, was in love with David. So Saul said to him, "Now you have a second opportunity to become my son-in-law." David should have been given one of the king's daughters in marriage after his defeat of Goliath, but Saul had not kept his promise. So David said, "Who am I? And what is my family, that I should become the king's son-in-law?" Saul told his attendants to persuade David that this was what the king wanted. He only had to kill 100 Philistines, which was the price Saul was asking for his daughter. David and his men went out and killed not 100, but 200 of the enemy. So he was given Michal in marriage. But Saul became even more resentful of the popular young commander. As the Philistines had not killed David, Saul ordered his son Jonathan and all his attendants to do so. But Jonathan warned his friend to go into hiding until he had been able to speak to his father. At the first opportunity, Jonathan reminded the king that David had risked his life for him and for the nation when he went to fight Goliath. "He has done no wrong, so why would you kill an innocent man for no reason?" he said. Smitten with remorse, Saul took an oath in the name of the Lord that David would not be put to death. So Jonathan called David and brought him back. As before, David and his men went out to fight the Philistines with great success, and Saul's jealous attitude grew worse. One day, as David was playing the harp in Saul's house, the king again attacked him with a spear. David quickly dodged, and Saul drove the spear into the wall. That night, the king sent men to watch David's house and capture him as soon as it was light. but Michal, Saul's daughter, warned her husband to run for his life. She let him down through a window, put a statue in the bed, and told the men that David was ill and could not get up. Saul sent his men back, telling them to kill David in his bed. In the meantime, David had escaped and went to see Samuel the prophet. Together they went to stay with a school of prophets, and when Saul sent men to arrest David, the Spirit of God came upon them, and they were unable to do so. Then the king himself went to capture David, but God's Spirit came upon him to make him helpless. Next episode, David and Jonathan.